Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Caitlin Green in the house.
Hello.
Happy Monday to you. How are you feeling?
Happy Monday.
So what's the deal in the world of Caitlin today?
Let's see. I got into my Uber this morning, and I was feeling pretty good. And the Uber was particularly low to the ground. It was a very low car.
Oh, sure.
And as I got in, I thought, I feel like something's cold on my leg. That's weird. And then I realized that it was my own leg against the seat of the Uber because my pants had ripped.
No!
Yep.
Caitlin!
Yes.
What a way to start the day.
Full pants rip, like unsalvageable. There's no salvaging these pants. It is not a small rip. It is a large rip. And I was saying to Curtis, who's in for Tom today when I got in, that I'd love to blame the pants, but it happened on my like most problematically sized part of my body.
Okay.
So I was like, this is me.
It was a stress fracture.
A stress fracture of the pants.
Of the pants.
That's what I understand.
So what is your status right now? Like, are you okay? Do you have pants? Do you need to get home? Like, what are you going to do?
Let's put some fashion music on. I'm going to tell you what she did.
I have pants.
Let's put some fashion music on right now, and I'll tell you exactly.
Like, because, like, how did you manage? Because everyone needs to know, if they rip their pants, what does one do?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the catwalk, Caitlin Green.
Hey!
She's doing a beautiful job. You put a jacket around your waist and hope for the best that the jacket is long enough to cover your back end.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. That's all you need to do, because you can't go home and change.
No!
Right?
But now you have to make sure that the jacket stays perfectly still as you walk.
Yes, this is actually one of our new Chum little like spring jackets.
I'd ask you to show it off, but it's hiding something right now.
And it's, you know, it looks really cool. They're really nice new jackets. And also it serves a very serious purpose, covering my butt from the world.
Little Fashion Friday on Monday.
Guys, I know that I knew that I'd put on about 12 pounds of winter weight, and I was still insisting on wearing the same size of pants, but I need to do something. This is like an urgent issue now.
Are you attributing it to that, to the winter weight? Or
1,000% I'm a different size.
How about that?
Don't you hear her complaining about it every morning? I don't know why. I mean,
a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah,
because that's the big concern right now. I mean, I put on a tank top yesterday walking through the house. I was like, whoa! It's like, get this man a t-shirt.
It wasn't like, whoa, don't I look good?
No.
Whoa,
it was like
that's
whoa,
scary.
Because you know now the tank top's like fitting like it's skin tight, yeah. And the sun's shining, so I'm seeing every little curve and crevice on my body. So I was like, we got to get to the gym, stat. Can you ever honk a police officer when you're on the road? I feel like you should be able to. Maybe. I mean, listen, if there was a police officer driving to his or her peril and my honk was going to save this person from certain injury or catastrophe, they would want my horn to honk them, wouldn't they?
Well, of course they would.
All right.
Well, you've really rewritten things there, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. That's how it plays out in my
head. World according to Jamar. So the deal was, you came to a stoplight this morning. They didn't move fast enough. The light changed, and you wanted to honk the horn because you thought it was a regular car. And just about when you're ready to hit the horn, you went, "Oh, it's a police person."
Right. And of course, my you know, conventional wisdom said, "No, don't ever honk a police officer." But then I said, "Really? There's no law on the books.
Yeah.
There's no thing that says if you honk a police officer, this is what will happen. Well, so why shouldn't I be able to notify the next driver in front of me who just happens to be an officer that, hey, the lights turn green if you didn't notice. And, you know, thanks to my honk, now you see that we can commence the flow of traffic and not back up our city of Toronto. Now, you like that spin?
So our chum winner, well, they are winners all the time. Our chum listeners have said things like this.
Okay.
You know, that's a friendly push. It's not about being in a hurry. Honking isn't always a mean sound. It doesn't matter. Another one said if it's an officer or not, they're still holding up traffic. Another person says, I agree with Jamar. It's not against the law. The officer can't do anything about you honking your own horn. The light should be green for at least 3 full seconds first, however.
I would want
to
know.
I don't think you were going to wait for the first 3 seconds. You're waiting for that light to change.
Exactly.
And then someone said, why honk at anyone? What's the hurry? Yeah, will you run a light this morning, Jamar?
No, it wasn't this morning. I'm glad you asked that. It wasn't this morning. It was over the weekend.
Can I have to tell you what happened to me about a year and a half ago.
Sure.
So I'm driving to work, and I see a police, the old police cars, you know, the white ones.
Mm.
And it's so funny because they're driving like regular pace with me down University.
Okay.
But I'm coming to work in the morning and I look over and they don't have their headlights on. We come to a stoplight. Do you remember this, yeah. Curtis? Yeah. And I pull up and I undo my window and they look up and I go, gentlemen, good morning. They go, good morning. I said, did you want to turn your headlights on or not? Are we doing a covert operation? And they went, oh, we didn't realize the headlights were off. I go, just to let you know.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think police are people. I think they're people too. Yeah, they're people too. Yeah,
so absolutely,
every now and then they might need a little, you know, a little nudge that, hey, light's green. Hey, turn the lights on. Yeah. Good morning. Or maybe just
being a good citizen.
That's what I'm thinking.
We're protecting and serving you too.
See, I'm just looking out for Jamar.
Yes.
And I just think it's
pushy.
Yeah, it's never, I don't want to be on a police officer's radar in an irritating fashion ever in my life.
You're sure?
Even if there isn't a rule on the books, even if it's not illegal to honk at a cop, what if you get somebody on an off day and they go power tripping and that's it?
Yep, that's it.
I'm not
it.
Taking that chance.
When those lights went up and we're shining, no siren last week when I got pulled over for a possible speeding ticket. I got scared. I thought, damn, like this is crazy. And I feel like I'm going to be called into the principal's office. I'm going to go pee my pants.
It's the craziest feeling.
It's terrible.
It is terrible.
You turn into a child.
You know what's another one, guys? When you're driving on the highway.
What's that?
And then when, you know, a police officer gets onto the highway off the exit, and then all of a sudden, all of traffic stops.
Yes.
And then it becomes a funeral procession behind the police officer.
Sure, they laugh about that, too.
I know.
They must.
Hey, Larry, watch this.
You know what?
Exactly.
Do you not, like, is there nothing more satisfying than when you see someone speeding and driving dangerously, and then they just race right on up ahead to a cop or past a cop?
Uh-huh.
Like, I like that feeling. I think like they're the equalizers on the road. When there are dangerous drivers on the road and the police are there, you're like, yeah, good luck with that.
I'm with you on that one.
Yep. We know what's going on in that police car. The chuckles. So let's get into our E! Talk Entertainment update. Lainey walks into the studio and she just looks like, you look like you've just been through a war. Like you had a very crazy experience this weekend. Do tell.
No, I'm not a scary movie goer.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of people like going to scary movies. I don't like the scares. But I went to see Us because it's a cultural moment.
Sure.
Big, big movie. And I don't think I've recovered.
So look at the dichotomy here. Caitlin goes in and she's like, I don't even know if it was a horror movie. It was more of a thriller. And Lainey goes, oh my gosh, my life was in danger the whole time. Like, that's a very, very big difference.
I have, like, even Stranger Things scares me. That's how low my threshold is.
No, I'm with you on that. I won't even watch that.
Stranger
I started
Things?
Watching that and I go, no, I'm not doing it.
Exactly.
Because it interrupts our sleep.
Yeah. I had a terrible sleep last night. I don't do scary movies well. I react, like, to those things with violence. Like, I get upset. I lash out. It's not good for me anyway, but I've seen it.
You see what it's doing in the box office, though.
Oh, like, it's setting all kinds of records. Jordan Peele is an event filmmaker now. So, you know, people don't care who's in the movie. They're just like, oh, a Jordan Peele movie? I'm going.
Right.
That's a big deal. That's putting him on the level with Martin Scorsese and Spike Lee and Christopher Nolan. So congratulations to Jordan Peele.
Wow.
Feel sympathy for me. can we talk about more fun things this weekend?
Okay.
So there's a gay bar in New York City called Pieces.
Okay.
And on Friday night, guess who walks in?
I got a list.
We would have all freaked out. We would have all freaked out because Adele and Jennifer Lawrence went together.
Oh, snap.
No, they didn't.
Okay.
It's enough, like, just one of those people is enough, but the fact that they were together, they've been friends for a while. Oh. Jennifer Lawrence has gone to, like, Adele concerts. They hang out. They're both kind of similar in that they say whatever comes to mind.
Yeah.
They don't really care. They're drinkers. They like to go out on a Friday night and get toasted. And that's what they did at Pieces in New York. They participated in a drinking musical chairs game.
Oh, wow.
And Adele, I think, did something that I guess she lost or she didn't win. And Jennifer Lawrence, like, tackled her. They went wild a little bit. They went a little bit wild. And what was really cute is that they had this, like, introduction at the beginning. This drag queen was introducing all the participants in this game. And she was like, and who are you, to Adele? And she was like, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
That's a good description.
Yeah. Because Adele, of course, it's been, a good 3 years, right?
Since
she has said, you might not see me for a while. And she does keep a very low profile, except when Jennifer Lawrence takes her to the gay bar in New York. Takes Jennifer Lawrence. I don't know how it happened.
That's so much fun.
So much fun.
I love that.
Staying with girlfriends, Big bombshell this weekend. Mel B from Spice Girls went on Piers Morgan's talk show and she revealed that she and Jerry, that would be Ginger Spice, so Scary and Ginger hooked up, as in had a one night,
ready?
Night of romance.
Ready? Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, no.
You don't think so?
I think they did it once.
I think they did it once.
Okay.
And so that's like making headlines all over the place because people are now saying, oh, is Jerry upset that Mel B shared this? Now, remember, Jerry went on Howard Stern in 2003 and she did say, I've had an experience with a woman. It was one time. It was a very famous woman. I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Okay.
And I discovered after that one night that I'm like, you know, I'm not into chicks.
See, yeah. I got to reel in my heterosexual, my fantasies here and just say, stop going any further. That's all. Because in my head, it's like every night after the show, after the Spice.
One time.
After Spice Up Your Life, they're like, we're dressing.
One time.
Room now. That's not what happened.
Well, of course, but now the rumors are starting that Jerry was very upset with Mel for coming out with this.
I got to sell tickets.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What's going to happen.
So,
exactly.
Any word on an encore performance?
Okay. Can we move on?
All right. I already told you.
I think
what that
it's
was about.
My job to curb those tendencies of yours, and
thank
I'm
you.
Straight
do
male
that.
Fantasy.
Thank
there
you.
We go.
Thank you. That's fine.
And finally, people are still like, you know, joking about the whole college admissions scandal, and Dr. Dre joked about it yesterday on Instagram because his daughter Truly got into USC, and so he posted a photo of himself and Truly, and he was like, "Hey, my daughter earned her spot at USC, no jail time, ha ha." Except people pointed out and kind of snapped back at him on social media being like, didn't you donate $70 million to USC like 5 years ago?
Yep.
He and Jimmy Iovine.
Yeah, Iovine.
And they donated, like, you know, they're huge. They had that Apple deal. They're billionaires, right?
So they decided
to establish like a school of art and performing and whatever at USC. Like, they were at USC for the ribbon cutting and all that. So here's my question about all of this. How do you donate $70 million and forget about it? Like, that's how rich Dr. Dre is. He made that joke not remembering that there's a building with his name on it at USC.
It's rarefied air and you forget about how the masses feel. Do you know that?
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
He pulled down that Instagram. He's canceled it. Like, he's deleted because, you know, obviously people were like, you're kind of making the point of this whole scandal.
Yeah,
your
exactly.
daughter gets into the school where you donated $70 million and you forgot?
Oh, that's crazy. Well, thank you for coming in today. I hope you get a better sleep tonight.
I'm going to just watch nice things on TV.
We'll watch E-Talk tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV. Thank you, Lainey.
Thank you.
Can you imagine your dad donates $70 million, Maryland, and you don't get into the college? Imagine you get that rejection letter.
I just want the 70 mil.
Yeah, right. I got a refund after that. All right.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
Well, the box office is trending because the movie Us, the latest scary movie from Jordan Peele, absolutely blew away expectations at the box office this weekend, earning just over $70 million. Now, initial estimations had it around 60, which would still have been a massive opening for this film. But 70 above and beyond, making it the best opening of all time for an original horror movie, best opening for an original R-rated film, second best opening ever for a live-action original movie in any genre. So in a time when sequels are frequently the key to box office success, having an original concept like this is really what Jordan Peele is becoming known for. Because you look at Get Out and how new and exciting that was, I think, as Lainey put it in Entertainment Today, he's kind of become this, you know, this event filmmaker where people, it's an event. When he releases a film, it's like everybody goes and sees it, everybody talks about it, and it becomes a thing. So he's really at the top of his game. And he just turned 40 ahead of this film.
Check that out.
Good for you, Jordan Peele. Pretty exciting. I saw it this weekend and I really liked it. I'm not going to say much more about it.
Category thriller.
I called it a thriller, but then
Lainey called it a screeching horror, though.
She did.
She's not good at those things.
Look, there were still some, you know, there were some gory moments. I just think that they happened kind of all together at around the same time, and then you moved past it. But it was scary. It was really scary. I'm not going to be able to look at Lupita Nyong'o the same way again. I'm just going to say that.
Okay.
But she did a wonderful job. So The Viking Sky also trending. And as I said before, that's not an episode title from from Game of Thrones, or a metal band from Finland. It's the name of a Norwegian cruise ship that lost its engine power during a storm on Saturday, got rocked in rough seas for 20 hours, and the footage from this ship just went viral instantly, tilting so badly that furniture, broken glass, people are crashing around. This is what it sounded like on board the ship as people begin to realize that the situation is getting serious.
Right, it's time to abdicate the area.
So this is the moment that I camp up by one of those lifeboats.
Yes.
Never decide, yeah, I'm first on.
You know, they gather people together in big areas, and so you're holding onto a chair, mm-hmm. and you're sliding down. It's mm-hmm. crazy. But then there's like bigger pieces, like a baby grand piano, and the ceiling started to fall in.
The ceiling tiles start to fall off.
It's crazy.
The ship is completely on one side, it looks like, from the view that's coming at the front of the ship, and they start trying to, like, they can't really evacuate people, though, into the sea at that point because of how choppy the waters were. So they wound up airlifting 479 people out.
Can you imagine that scene?
No.
That scene. Airlifting all those people.
No, they only had four helicopters available. Windy, it's choppy, and you're standing out there waiting to get hooked up. To that helicopter.
How long did that take?
It took a while. And, you know, there were 20 people who were left with injuries. Thankfully, no one else was seriously hurt. 15 Canadians among the people who were evacuated. So, thankfully, this had it was a stressful moment, but it had a happy ending.
Yeah.
And today, 1 p.m. our time, Apple has a major event happening. They've titled it simply, It's Showtime. And this is when they are expected to unveil a new video strategy built around their own original content. They're coming for you, Netflix.
Oh, boy. All right, get your credit cards
Purchase
ready.
Purchase the Marilyn Dennis Show. You need content. It's good.
I'm in
it
on that.
It is good.
All right.
Sure.
Okay.
Right. Are we streaming the service? Are we signing up? What are we doing?
I don't know. It just depends on how much it is. I think people
Me your content.
Yeah, show us the content. Make it worth our while, because I think the market can only handle so many of these services.
Tell me about it. I'm getting charged for stuff that I've forgotten about by now.
Hey! Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.